I guess my thoughts are going to go in a number of ways here. Certainly we'll talk about the readings because they are important to us. I think they have something special to say. We'll talk about resolutions in a few moments. But first, maybe about this new year. It's already 2017. And maybe you're thinking, what happened to 2016? What did you do? What didn't you do? What did you accomplish? What didn't you get done that you wanted to get done? More about that, too, in the resolutions we make. And no matter what you think about last year, we're done with that. And we now move into a new year. I want to just share with you, I guess it's a prayer. The book is called The Bridge of Stars. And it's 365 prayers, blessings, and meditations from around the world. And the foreword was written by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And this particular prayer, I guess, or poem, is called The Gate of the Year. It simply says, "And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, 'Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown.' And he replied, 'Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than a light and safer than a known way.'" And that comes from Minnie Louise Haskins, who lived from 1875 to 1957, England. And maybe, interestingly enough, as we celebrate this new year, we commemorate Mary, Mother of God. She of all people, let God light her way so that she would be able to do the things that God asked of her and do it for us. You know, she's been blessed in a very special way. And at first reading, I think, too, from the book of Numbers, has a special blessing in us. A lot of people think St. Francis put that together because it's attributed to him and it's been used quite a bit in his order. We use it a lot in our order. But it actually comes from this first passage from the book of Numbers. "This is how you shall bless the Israelites." Put another word in there. "This is how you shall bless each other. Say to them, 'The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace.' So shall they invoke my name upon the Israelites, upon one another, and I will bless them." Maybe one of our resolutions will be to bless each other in that special way. Be good to each other. Realize how important it is that we recognize that we are all children of God. Because as Paul writes in that letter to the Romans, or excuse me, to the Galatians, very beautiful reading. Even a reverence, so to speak, about Mary, although it doesn't say that exactly. "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to ransom those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons and daughters." Wow. And he goes on to say, "As proof that you are sons and daughters, God sent the Spirit of his son into our hearts, crying out, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a son or a daughter. And if a son or daughter, then also an heir through God." Wow. We are heirs to that kingdom. Certainly because of what God has done, but has done so beautifully through Mary, who we remember today as Mother of God. And that, again, beautiful. It's a short gospel, but it's a beautiful one. About shepherds who come upon this beautiful scene of Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And then when they witnessed that, they couldn't help but be reminded of what the angels told them about this child. And the one thing in this passage that I like very much, simply towards the end of it, it says, "And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart." We're in some ways like Mary, in many ways, because we too can ponder and wonder, what is God asking of us? What does God want us to do as sons and daughters? And can we, like the shepherds, then go back and proclaim what they heard, what they saw, and praise God because of that, these lowly shepherds? But we can do the same. We can proclaim and share that good news. So that brings me to resolutions. I really don't think I make them anymore, because I make them one day, I'd break them the next, you know? Resolutions are really hard to keep, no matter what you do. I mean, you might say, I'm going to lose weight this year. I'm going to go to church more this year. I'm going to be kinder to some people, you know? Whatever we do it because God gives us the opportunity to do that. This, from the same book that I just read from a little bit ago, this is a poem. It's called Resolutions. It says, "I will be truthful. I will suffer no injustice. I will be free from fear. I will not use force. I will be of goodwill to all men." That comes from Mahatma Gandhi, who lived from 1869 to 1948 in India. Might make us think about what could our resolutions be. What are the things that we know we can do and should do, and not have to break them so easily or so quickly? Today we celebrate, yes, Mary, the Mother of God. Now, Mary necessarily didn't make resolutions, but she did say yes to God when she said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your will." Wonder how many of us could say that and do that, be open to that, because we are his sons and his daughters. We have been adopted so that someday we will share his glory and glory with all the angels and saints. And just like the shepherds did, praising our God forever.